Therefore the Lord will wait, that he may be gracious to you. Isaiah 30, verse 18. God often delays his answer to prayer for our good. When you wait on the Lord, it's biblical evidence you possess enough grace to trust God. The Bible says about 1,000 times to wait on God. Noah waited for the flood, Abraham waited for Isaac, Joseph waited for justice, Moses waited for the Exodus, Joshua waited for the promised land, David waited to be crowned. By waiting, every saint became stronger in faith. Waiting in the Old Testament is the same as patience in the New Testament. Count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. James 1, 2-4. The Greek word translated patience means to stay under, which for the Christian means stay submitted to the Lordship of Christ. Prayer is asking God for something you want, because you have faith he can give it if it's according to his will. Continuing to ask in faith, without giving up, is trusting God is in control of your life, regardless of the outcome. The Apostle Paul prayed 3 times that the thorn in the flesh might be taken from him. What Paul learned is a blessing to us all if we can receive it. God told him why the thorn remained. My grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, most gladly, I will rather boast in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in needs, in persecutions, in distresses, for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong. 2 Corinthians 12, 8-10. If you've been knocking at the gate of mercy and received no answer, God has a very good reason. The most important lesson a saint can learn is patience. Paul was told the power of Christ would rest upon him if instead of trying to escape the trial, he submitted to the Lordship of Christ.